For several generations of Hoosiers, a trip to downtown Indianapolis to spend a day at the L.S. Ayers department store was a special event. A new book about L.S. Ayers tells the story of the store that brought elegance and style to the Midwest. WFIU's Adam Schwartz speaks with Kenneth L. Tershey, author of L.S. Ayers & Company, The Store at the Crossroads of America.
You can hear the pride in Kenneth Tershey's voice when he talks about working for L.S. Ayers.
Even when I worked there in the 70s, it was a big deal to work at Ayers. Even if you were just summer help, you were told from the very beginning that this was serious business and that we weren't here just to ring things up. We were here to help and to maintain the reputation of the store.
Tershey, an assistant dean at IU's law school, has written a coffee table book that shows why L.S. Ayers was an Indianapolis tradition. Ayers' flagship store in downtown Indy offered a staggering array of products and services, everything from the latest New York City fashions to sporting goods to musical instruments.
It has struck me that if I talk to anybody under 40, they had no idea that department stores used to carry things like books and sheet music, sporting goods, as you mentioned, that you could cash a check at Ayers. If you had an Ayers account, you could go to the cash office and cash a check. They would come out to your house and measure for draperies and offered a complete complimentary home decorating service. And everything was delivered. One woman told me when I was at a presentation about this book that she was sewing one day and she ran out of thread, and she didn't have any way to get downtown, so she called Ayers, and they delivered a spool of red thread.
Wow. And probably very cheerfully.
Oh, yes. That was they screened their delivery people very carefully and made sure that, you know, they all wore uniforms, and it was just as high a standard of service as the people on the sales floor.
Visiting L.S. Ayers was an experience. It was what today we might call a destination. And it was a whole-day event, wasn't it?
Right. It could be. The store was very large. At its peak, it was 790,000 square feet. I describe in the book the experience of a shopper in the 1960s. You could browse as long as you wanted to, but if you needed help, there was always somebody there to help you. And the store did a lot of things to bring people in. They had fashion shows. Of course, the Christmas decorations brought people downtown, the animated windows, the Christmas Village train, and then Bunny's Barnyard in the spring had live animals in the auditorium. And then, of course, the tea room, which is what people unanimously mentioned to me when I mentioned Ayers, which was, you know, huge. Half of the eighth floor was a restaurant, and they had models, and it was a place to go and eat lunch where you were expected to get dressed up, and if you were a kid, to learn to sit quietly in your chair. And this was in an era where people didn't eat out much, and there were not very many restaurants to eat in, and that's something that people remember with great fondness.
If the L.S. Ayers flagship store had a specialty, it would be women's fashions, wouldn't it?
Yes. They realized they needed to help their customers make the transition to 7th Avenue fashions, and they did that through the hook of women's fashion and a slogan, That Ayers Look, which debuted in 1936 and was advertised nationally, and it helped establish Ayers not only in Indianapolis as a fashion-forward store, but also gave them a lot of cachet on 7th Avenue and differentiated the store from other stores around the Midwest.
Reading your book is like stepping back into time, into a lost world.
Right. It's fun to look back and reminisce about it and see how it used to be. Although, as I point out in my book, there are a lot of good marketing and business lessons about Ayers. They just need to be applied in a different context today.
Did L.S. Ayers leave a legacy?
Certainly. Certainly legacy in the community. And a legacy in training a lot of really good people who went on to become successful in other businesses. And legacy, I think, also of the memory of a gentler time when service mattered and style mattered and people lived a little more slowly than they do now.
I spoke with Kenneth L. Tershey, author of L.S. Ayers & Company, The Store at the Crossroads of America, published by the Indiana Historical Society Press. For WFIU Arts, I'm Adam Schwartz.
You may see photos from Kenneth Tershey's book on our website at wfiu.org/arts.